The following is rated E for Yeehaw.
Okay. Your point?
That I haven't
what
seen
What is your
house?
Point?
I haven't
what
seen
What is your point?
I should you not. I've dealt with customers like this. Tabertha. Hey, Tabitha, we got a live one out here.
I'm calling Tabertha. You're not understanding me.
Fuck is fucking around in my fucking dollar store.
I had a girl. Donna was her name. Since she left me, I've...
What the fuck do you want on your sandwich? You still haven't answered. Are you alive? Even though you're but a foot and a half away from me, I can't confirm whether or not you are alive or dead.
Welcome to the ASMR episode. Today, we're gonna chow down on some fucking sandwiches.
You say ASMR?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Just like those Yoda videos, right?
Welcome back to the ASMR episode. Today, chowing down on the triple dipple dip.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
What the fuck?
I just wanted to drink.
All right, Travis. Have you seen Nacho Libre?
Yes.
What is your favorite scene from Nacho Libre?
Yes. The fucking corn. I fucking fart, dude.
Wait, which...
that little confrontation.
Ignacio, look. I bought you corn.
No, not that one.
Get that corn out of my face.
No, it's the one where they slash his tires. And it's like the standoff.
Oh, and he throws the corn in his eye?
Fucking ends that dude's life with a fucking corn. That was the most unexpected moment in that entire fucking film.
You know which part I like too? When he's like, Ignacio, you fight them, and then I will bring my friends. And then he shows up with like all 13 of his friends. And they're all like really raggedy ass. That dude, Jack Black is just our savior. Jack Black, I'm calling you out, boy. Come on the podcast.
Dude, if you think about it, Jack Black is like the modern day Kung Pao.
He just himself is?
Pretty much, he's just the random little white baby that ended up down in Mexico.
Random little white baby?
Yeah. Grew up amongst the culture.
Yeah, he's an... he's honorary. Mexican. I was eating hot Cheetos. Leave me alone.
Yeah, no.
Speaking of nacho,
I almost died this week.
Yeah, Mr. Nacho Cheese Boy.
El Chefe.
El Chiefy.
So at my job, we have these things called kettles, right?
He has this thing called a job.
Yeah, believe it or not, in this day and age, in this fucking California garbage fucking economy, it took me like 3 months to get this job.
You can still get jobs. The only problem is how much you get paid for these jobs.
Oh, even then you have to get a fucking call back.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait like a month and a half.
And you have to do the interviews.
Shut the what fuck the up, fuck? You demons from hell. Anyways, so I was making some soup, right? And I don't know how this happened. It was like end of the night, too. I was almost...
No. Continue.
I was on my like way out almost.
Wait. You demons from hell. All right, continue. I'm good. My composure. This is being recorded.
What's so funny about that shit?
Dude, it's called sleep deprivation.
All right. Anyways, I was making this bacon cheddar chowder. Turned out really good. Here's the thing. While I was scraping the nacho cheese out of the fucking can, right? The can slipped out of my hand, like kind of popped in the air. It fell back down and just sliced through my index finger. Granted, it wasn't a very big cut. It was close to the nail. I'm like, let's just go get a Band-Aid. But then it started bleeding a lot. And then I was
That's
like,
what
oh,
he
shit.
Says.
No,
That's what he
I
says.
Shit you not. It was like dripping all over the floor and shit.
No.
They said I severed a capillary in it.
You're severed?
Severed a capillary.
A capillary?
Yes.
You severed a capillary?
Yes, that's what they said.
Is that the name of our next EP? Yeah, Leo and Travis. Severed a capillary.
Bitch. He severed on capillary. Seven cap. Sev cap.
Sev cap.
Cap sev. Anyways, so I'm like, oh, fuck. This is bleeding a lot. Got to fucking
cut the shit out.
We're so poor we can't afford to ask special effects. We gotta do them ourselves.
What's up? What are you, Michael Winslow? You've never seen Police Academy, have you?
I've never seen your mom on Tinder.
Sorry.
Anyways.
Why'd you hit me in the face?
Because you're a bitch. Bitches get stitches.
Well, you know what's funny? Your mom was the one with red lipstick on her face. No!
Anyways.
Oh, actually, that one hurt. Fuck.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep it up, bud. I'll call 6ix9ine on your ass.
The only person who tells on himself, tells on anyone more in the world. I love those memes. 25. Hey, did you see that one? It was like, he's like, 6ix9ine, you still have 35 years of sentence. He's like, oh, but let me tell you about that set Krabby Patty secret formula, though.
He's like, I know who shot JFK.
Oof. It was me.
So anyways, I go over to the sink. I start washing my fucking hand because
you severed a capillary.
Yes. Yes.
You severed a capillary.
Severed a capillary.
Excedrin.
Yes.
You said it correctly. It's Excedrin.
It's Excedrin.
It's Excedrin.
Excedrin.
It's ex-fucking
maybe in a different country.
Oh, are you saying just because I'm foreign?
Wow. I'm saying wow. Maybe an Australian pronounces.
What are you? So, guys, okay, wait. We'll get to your story in a second. This is
shut the fuck up, demons from hell.
Small tidbit. Okay. I was in class here.
Shut the fuck up, demons from hell.
I was in class, and then a friend of mine, I was like, you can't do that. That's illegal. She's like, kind of like you. I was like, whoa, there. You got to chill that shit out. And then this guy behind us is like, whoa, that's racist. And I was like, see, you're right here. You're right here on this fence. She's like, oh, you mean like the border? I was like, oof. I'm like, okay, fine. You know, you're over here on the right. I'm over here more like in the center because I don't give a shit about politics. She's like, I like the right. I'll stay over there. I'm like, you can keep that fucking corner on the right. I don't want it. Listen here. We have my son on the podcast. My son, say something for the people. If anyone speaks dog, please translate that. I would like to know what he wants.
He said, hello, yes, I'm Demon from Hell.
Hey, have you seen Nacho Libre? Yes. What is your favorite scene? Yeah. Yes. My son, say one more thing. That's great. Thank
That's you, all we needed. Son. He kind of went, but you didn't hear it.
All right. Continue with your story.
So I'm washing off my finger, trying to stop the bleeding.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, I'm waking up on the floor. Mm-hmm. My sous chef is just like, what the fuck up? What the hell? I'm like, what happened? They're like, why am I on the ground? And they're like calling EMT and shit. I'm like, whoa, I'm okay. What are you guys doing? He's like, you fell and like fell backwards and hit your head fucking twice. On the counter and once again on the floor. I said, oh shit. I don't feel like I hit my head. And I tried to sit up. He's like, no, don't move. You might have like a broken neck or something. I was like, I don't think I do.
Yeah, if you had a broken neck, you wouldn't be talking.
Well, probably. Here's the thing. I think I died for like a split second. Because I told you about that dream I had.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I was at the same. Next thing I knew, I was best sleep of my life. That was the weird part. Because I felt extremely well rested after waking.
You just got like a little conscious. Taste of yes. Sweet, sweet release.
Yes. That's what it was.
I was on a train. Completely by myself.
That train was going straight to hell, bud.
It was going up the mountain. Hell could be up. I don't know.
You were going somewhere from a worse place than hell. It was to hell. Me,
like,
it was a roundabout.
What's up?
I'll steal it. No one will ever know.
So yeah, then a can of nacho cheese did me in. Damn near fucked me up. I had to get a tetanus shot and a CAT scan because of it. So yeah. You never know which days you're going to be your last kiddos. So love your enemies. Hold them close. Tell them they're next. And then
tell them they're next. Hold them tight. Love cradle them right. Them
in a lover's embrace and whisper in their ear.
Fuck you. Or, you know, alternatively, if there's someone you like, tell them you like them.
Yes.
And if they say they don't like you back, pull out a Glock from your backpack.
Like me, bitch.
Alternatively, you could pull out an AK-47, shoot up the... As a bit much?
I think as so. A bit much? A little bit.
Well, you know what? Gamers rise up. This is what they get from playing Borderlands 3 and Fortnite.
Said it, not me.
Hey, all I'm saying is you can't want to kill people from playing Minecraft. What the fuck?
Doesn't make any sense. I think we already talked about this, but whatever.
Yeah.
So next topic. Today... Oh, wait, wait. Okay, so continue. Continue your story.
Oh.
Because you passed out. Yeah.
So I woke up. The EMTs came and they're like, yeah, you hit your head pretty hard on surveillance. And they said you fucking ate it. So I was like, all right, what do you think I should do? And they're like, I think you should go to the hospital and get it checked. So I did. And unfortunately, I ended up in Marshall Hospital.
If you don't know what Marshall Hospital here's what it is.
That's where the train was going. It was taking me to Marshall.
Imagine this. Imagine this. Okay. So, imagine the shittiest gas station bathroom you've ever been to in your life. Now, imagine there's 20 people crammed into that bathroom.
Dying.
And you're all dying.
Of a different disease.
But you are not immune to any of these diseases. And the doctors said they'll be right with you. And they're literally sitting down on their chairs playing Fortnite.
Fortnite mobile.
Exactly. They're playing Nintendo Switch Fortnite.
That's Marshall. Anyways.
No, they can't even afford Switches. They're playing on their Game Boy DSs. They found them at Goodwill for $5.
Satellite antenna. They're just, alright, gotta tune in. Fucking, here we go, Fortnite 101. The bed they had me sitting on, I didn't even get a room. I was sitting in, like, side in the hallway.
Outside in the hallway? Like Mr. Krabs? Yeah. This man doesn't have insurance.
Yeah, I have real good nurse. Fucking insurance, so that's the thing. They hooked me up to a heart monitor. And I don't think they put on the blood pressure monitor too good, because when that thing, like, activated, it fucking hurt. Like, I could feel circulation in my arm, like...
Maybe you do have a concussion.
Huh?
If you didn't hear me, you definitely have a concussion.
Oh, I heard you.
Oh.
But why were you saying that I probably have a concussion?
Because you knocked yourself out in the head?
Well, they gave me a CAT scan. They confirmed it. I'm good.
What the fuck do you want, Steven?
This is where it leads into the good shit. Tweak of the week. Okay, so as soon as I came in, I noticed something was off. Because there was like an 11-year-old girl standing there in one of the doorways in a hospital garment and shit. And there were two security guards outside of her door. And she's like trying to talk with them and shit. And they're like, what are you in here for? And it's like, oh, I ate soap. And one of them straight up says, like, what kind of a dumb bitch eats soap? It's like, you're stupid. That's why you're in here. Because you're a fucking moron. And I was like, I was like trying not to pay attention and shit.
As he was easier.
Like, 5 minutes later, I haven't even been, like, seen by a doctor. This bitch tries to run away. She, like, walks out of room, and the guard's like, hey. And then she, like, rounds the hallway, and it takes, like, two guards to go find her. Yeah. So they bring her back. They put her in the room again, and they close the door. But then she starts, like, banging her head against the fucking door and, like, screaming out at the guards, fuck you and fuck you. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. While that was happening, fucking... intercom comes up and it's like, oh, we got a code gray, room 209.
I was
like,
code gray?
What the fuck is a code gray? So I'm sitting there, so I'm like, what the fuck is a code gray? And they're like, armed assailant.
Oof.
I was like, Jesus Christ,
room 209?
Dude, I'm just in the murderer fucking bin tonight.
Well, you were at Marshall Hospital.
Yeah, fucking tweakers on bath salts. That's all they got in there.
I'm telling you, that little girl was not on soap. She was definitely
she was on
bath salts. Mm-hmm. And the reason why her parents didn't care is because she definitely got into their stash.
Here's the thing. I heard that she was a repeat customer. Like, one of the nurses is like, that little bitch kicked me in the uterus last fucking week. I'm like, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I'm fucking done with her. We're shipping her off. And that's what they were doing. They had to fucking bring in, like, the cops were there, too.
Remember that big Samoan dude? Like, the big Hawaiian boy?
Here's where it escalated. They had a cop there, and that's when she started really freaking out. She, like, started going apeshit, and the cop's like, let's just talk for a second. Let's just talk. And then he came out, and then she's like, she's fucking off of it, dude. And then she started freaking out again. So they, like, all had to close the door on her. And then the other fucking cop shows up. He's like, if you don't fucking stop, I'll fucking tase you. I've done it before. I'll do it again.
I've done it before.
So I was like, Jesus Christ. And then, here's what was weird. She calmed down a little bit because one of the security guards was talking to her while he's like holding the door. He's like, yeah, where do you go to school? All that good stuff. Like, I'm like, all right, this guy knows what he's doing. He's kind of counseling, getting a gauge on it. But as soon as they come in, they're like, all right, we're going to give you some medicine, okay? She's like, no. She tries escaping again. They have to bring in, I shit you not, like 7 or 8 people to hold this bitch down to sedate her.
Now, how old was this child?
11.
For them to hear.
She was 11. They said 11 years old.
Now, no bigger than your sister's. Listen here. You're 6 foot four?
6 foot 206.
6 foot four, 206 pound man. I am a man.
Hypothetically, we can beat the shit out of an 11-year-old.
Yes.
Not that we do. But
we should.
Pause it quick.
So when it came time to sedate this girl, they had to bring in like 7 or 8 people. And the nurse was just like, somebody get Joe. And I was like, Joe, that sounds like a big motherfucker. And lo and behold, it was like a good 300-pound, just straight-muscled Samoan dude. I'd say around my height or maybe even taller. His arms were about... This man looks like he just smacked Dwayne Johnson into non-existence. He looked like Dwayne Johnson's great ancestor.
The boulder.
The mountain. Dwayne the Mountain moon. Johnson. So anyways, they go in there. I hear a bunch of screaming and cursing and everyone shouting and shit, and they come out, they close the door again, and the guy's just like wiping sweat off of his forehead. I'm like, what happened? He's like, I need to go to the gym again, dude. I was like, what are you talking about? You look like you fucking curl like 800 pounds. He's like, no, that fucking bitch was strong. I was just holding down her left leg and I was like putting my body weight into it. Fuck, what kind of bath salts did she fucking do?
Yeah, that kid was definitely on crack or something.
So that was fucking tweak of the week right there. And it dead giveaway. You can tell some of the kids.
You slap me again, I swear to God, I will end your life. I'll end your life.
I'll make you look like a bloody ass.
I'll mean it. I'll end you.
It's a rather crude terminology.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. You guys didn't see this, but this man just threw an empty water bottle in my face. You know what? I don't care what you say. It's not Excedrin, it's Excedrin.
You just fucking said it.
No, it's not Excedrin. I don't care what you YouTube say, okay? It's definitely Excedrin.
Yes, it's Excedrin.
No, it's Excedrin.
No, it's not.
Yes, it's Excedrin.
It's Excedrin.
It's Excedrin.
We just want to give a quick little shout out. Follow us, please. I appreciate the listeners.
Okay.
I really do. It don't mean shit.
Quick,
unless
quick.
You follow us. We've gone from 22 followers to 70 listeners. All you gotta do is follow.
We have about 72 concurrent listeners.
Multinational.
On yes.
We're all over the fucking
on
world
on Spotify.
Now.
However, we need
to hit
they
now
don't
is
follow us.
What is it, Asia and Russia?
Asia, Russia, and Canada.
We got any Ireland?
All right, here. This is what we got. We got Germany, Italy, India, Mexico.
Oh, I forgot we had India.
We got India. What else? Australia, and France, and like Brazil and Switzerland.
Netherlands, right?
Yeah, Netherlands. So we're like global guys, pretty much. But they don't follow us, so we're not making any money. So Elon Musk isn't giving me that free fucking Tesla. Okay. All I need for you guys to do is follow, subscribe, like, share, rate, put a gun in the mouth of a friend and say, hey, if you don't follow these guys, I will literally shoot this water up your nose. That'll get them right there because no one wants water up their
nose.
It's
a classic.
It's a classic. They'll think it's a real gun, but then you just go, ha ha, faggot. You know what I mean?
Works every time.
Yeah, it works every time. That's how they got me to propose to Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, that's how I robbed a bank and got away with it.
Yeah.
Cop showed up and said, oh, it's okay, it's a fake gun.
They
like,
said,
oh,
I got him.
There you go.
It was like Hot Fuzz. They were like, shit. Like,
April Fool's. Sir, it's March 31st. It's like, exactly.
Oh, no.
It's like, oh, shit. Hey. He dumb did us.
You're under arrest. Reverse car. I'm under arrest. Shit. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Tweakers?
Something. Oh, Excedrin. Yeah.
Excedrin, yes.
It's Excedrin.
It's Excedrin.
It's Excedrin. Now,
Excedrin.
Me and Travis have been fighting over this for like the past month.
5 years.
Past month and 5 years.
Longer than we've been friends.
Longer than we've been
That's
friends.
That's why we weren't friends at first.
Yeah, because he said, it's Excedrin. I'm like, it's
but
Excedrin.
But then someone came along and said, oh yeah, it's Tylenol. And we're like... fucking double smack the fuck
yeah,
out of
yeah.
him, and that's when we
join
for
Tylenol. I think we can all agree it's Tylenol. But if you say Tylenol, I need you to subscribe to the podcast first, share it, and then jump off a bridge.
Don't forget to follow.
Yeah, and then jump off a bridge. And then also just put it on repeat. Listen to it on repeat.
Yeah, give us those
and
listens.
Never, and leave your phone before you jump off. Because if you jump off and then it dies, we won't get that listen time. Now, we're going to move on to a very serious topic, Travis.
What's that?
Well, Hello, darkness, my old friend. You know, we can't sing that because we're going to get sued. But
that's why I just said that one.
Wait. Okay, I have an idea.
What?
Okay, so earlier, I was going through some articles. The did you see that article? I think I sent it to you.
Yeah, the one where a Scottish woman was sentenced to death for having sex with Satan.
Yeah, that's the one. Here's my question with this. Why would they sentence her to death for having sex with Satan? First of all, I feel like she's doing us a huge favor. Second of all,
a little less pissy.
Yeah. I want to applaud her because you know how hard that must have been.
Yeah. Like,
you know,
figuratively and literally, bud.
Like what Tenacious D said, that motherfucker was like,
hung.
Big boy. Big boy, big boy. He was bigger than Joe.
Fuck.
He's bigger than the mountain. That's why they call him Satan, because he's a big boy and he's hung. I'm sorry.
Anyways.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing. We clicked on this article to find out why the Scottish woman was sentenced to death for fucking Satan. But then, what does it say, Travis?
29 reconstructed faces of ancient people from the Neanderthals to Jesus. Neanderthals?
See, at least, I may say Excedrin, but at least I know how to say fucking Neanderthal. Neanderthals.
To Jesus.
To Jesus.
First up, we have Michael Cera in full prosthetic makeup.
I hate that picture. I hate you. He looks like
Scott,
when he was in
Scott Pilgrim versus the First World.
What movie was he in? With Jack Black.
One.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
He looks like Aloy if Aloy had a fucking giant nose.
Aloy was mixed with Andy Samberg.
If Aloy was mixed with that little baby from Ice Age.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys remember that little baby from fucking Ice Age?
Exactly that.
What the fuck is wrong with that dog? What the fuck? All right, the dog's gone. Okay, continue with the...
All right, so next up we have...
Is that Salma Hayek's, like, less attractive cousin?
Well, what was that fucking movie she did? Where she had the...
Frida?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Frida's great-great-grandmother.
With the nose of Mario.
Fred. She's just Fred.
Fred. I am Fried. He's like, no, it's pronounced Fried.
This woman lived about 5,000 years ago.
You don't even know that.
In her arms. Well, apparently they do.
Next one.
That's just...
Dude. That's just dude. You know who that is? That's the Robin Hood from Shrek. That's the Robin Hood from Shrek.
It is.
I am the boy. I hate how I made him French. Is he French? Is he supposed to be French?
Germanic.
Germanic?
Yeah.
I don't like that. Next. I don't like that word. Oh my god, it's Helen Tilda Swinton. Keller. Tilda Heller? Helen Swinton.
Hilda Teller.
Hilda Teller.
It looks like a Hilda Teller.
That's a Quentin Tarantino's. Benton Serampino.
A Wenton Directorino.
A Quentin Cimbadino.
You're giving me kids.
An extraterrestrito.
Jim Carrey.
No, that's Manson, dude. Oh, you're talking about this guy.
No. That's Jim Carrey in fucking makeup.
That looks like Jim Carrey, and that looks like Jim Carrey, but none of them are Jim Carrey.
They're both Jim Carrey.
It's Jim Carrey in a costume. Is that Robert Downey Jr. from Tropic Thunder?
Yep.
He's the black boy. He won an Oscar for best supporting role for fucking...
Those were the days.
Tropic Thunder.
Not today.
That's,
not anymore.
See, you could do that back then.
If what you haven't was that, seen, like, 8 years ago?
Haven't seen Tropic Thunder, you fucking have to. The stars... Listen
is that
to this cast.
Netflix?
It should
watch
be.
Watch that tonight?
We need to watch... Yes. Okay. Listen. We got Tom Cruise. We got Bill Hader. We got Ben Stiller. We got
Matthew
Jack Black. Matthew McConaughey.
No, Jay Baruchel's one.
Yeah, he is. Jay Baruchel. As well as that black dude.
Steve Coogan's
yes,
in there, too.
The black dude. The black dude.
No, that's not Steve Coogan.
Oh, no.
The British dude. From,
yes. But I'm saying the black dude. He's the one from Percy Jackson. I just forget his name.
No,
he's good, too.
What's his name in the movie? I know his real name is... No, that wasn't his real name.
Remember at the end of the movie, he's...
Like, Little Rhino or some shit? That was his name?
Little Sketsix. Little Skipto.
I don't know.
Little Tiptoe.
I just remember at one point...
Little Weedo.
when they were asking,
Little Guido,
it's like, hey, you got a sweet thing back home? It's like, yeah, Vance.
He's like, Vance. Who's what Vance? The
fuck? Did you just say Vance?
He said, no, you I go meant, up to Vance. Him and you say, listen here, Vance, you want to make Vance? What the fuck? I love
it's
that.
Like, it's all right, boy. This is Hollywood. We all gay once. See, yeah, that I tell movie, people that line all
that
the
movie was
time.
Ahead of its time.
My buddy Jay at work, he's like, what? It's like, damn, that's a good looking man right there, Jay. He's like, why are you gay? It's like, this is California, Jay. We're all gay once in a while.
It's 2019, man. Embrace your colors.
Right.
Is that what they say? Embrace your colors? Dude,
that just looks like pure meme material right there.
I don't like that. Skip it. I fucking hate that. It looks like that,
she's got Tilda Swinton's, like, soul-eating eyes.
It looks... No, I don't like it. Just skip it. I don't like
that
it.
That woman was a witch.
Yo, sure. That's the dude that comes into work all the time. He's a little what?
Mustachioed,
muscle handlebar, having ass hair.
That's just Liam Neeson from Rob Roy.
Holy shit, it is Liam Neeson. It's Liam Neeson from Attack of the Titans.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's fucking, John Travolta. I was going to say, that's John Travolta.
From Face Off.
Yeah, from Face Off, but he has the hair of when he did it.
Dawn, a teenager from the...
Dawn? See, I like how it's Dawn, because you can't tell if it's a man or a woman.
That is a man.
Just Dawn.
That is a man.
I don't want to go to college football. This is stupid.
Oh, and this boy. Emperor Dude. Nero. Okay, I just want to say something. This is one of the ugliest motherfuckers I've ever seen. Look at that.
You know what he looks like?
Look at that neck.
Wait, go back.
That motherfucker was a draft. Look at that shit.
You know what he looks like? He looks like if they took Constantine and combined him with Pretty Squidward and just smashed them together. Oh my god.
Look at
god.
That. His fucking beard doesn't even hit his chin.
He's got five chins and a fucking Adam's apple the size of his nose.
He's clean shaven everything else but his double chin.
Yeah, he's a neck beard. Nope, skip it. And he's ginger.
Hello, my lady.
No, you know what he's saying right there? He's like, wear me lucky charms. Oh my god.
That just looks like a really shitty 3D render you'd find on Pornhub.
That looks like... No, what's her name? Taraji P. Henson. That's Asian Taraji P. Henson. Fuck.
That's Lex Luthor. Billy Zane. Arnold Vosloo.
What? Who's Arnold?
Motherfucker that played the Mummy.
I've never seen that movie.
With Brendan Fraser?
No. Seen those I've only seen the memes of The Rock just going.
that was the low point of that.
Dude, that was such a good CGI scene. Yo, is that fucking? What's that dude from?
Oh, that's not Jesus.
No, that's Cheddar Bob. It's Cheddar Bob with the bird.
What the fuck?
It's Cheddar Bob with a beard.
This looks like John C. Reilly's younger, more attractive.
Oh my.
Hippie brother.
Yeah, it's Cheddar Bob. Next. Oh my god, it's Yzma. We found the Asian Yzma.
If she, like, had more cancer.
More cancer? Wait, guys, film theory. Yzma had cancer. That's why she wore that durag on her head the whole time. And that's why she wanted to be the empress, because she wanted to feel like a queen before she died.
The little time she had left.
Wow, dude, that's so deep.
Because Cusco never gave her health insurance. Oh my god. No, he didn't.
That is so deep.
Fuck. This straight up looks like the dude from Life of Brian.
Oh my god, it is. Yeah. You're right. Hi, from Brian. Why are you laughing at me? If you haven't seen Life of Brian, do it now.
That just looks like Robin Williams.
Oh, dude. Rest in peace. He's a good boy. That's Mother Teresa.
That's just Minnie Driver. Look at the size of that head, bud.
Meteor Teresa.
I don't like that.
That's Tyler, the Creator's like...
Known as Cheddar Man.
Cheddar Man. Nope, skip it. I don't want to see it. It looks like something out of a Far Cry game. Oh my god, that's Cleopatra's like transvestite brother. Cleopatra real.
Cleo.
Just... Clea. Oh my
and that
god.
Dude just fed up with everyone. She's like, really? You fucking dug me up and put me in a fucking wax museum? You fucking...
Just for this?
Disappointed.
This man's fed up with life and everything as we know it. George Washington, if he was mauled by a bear and then they reconstructed his fucking hair. That's Robespierre.
Yeah, fucking hell. He had some bad acne, bud.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
This motherfucker was supposed to be one of the best looking guys in France. the time. Well,
either this is wrong, or the people in France at the time looked like fucking garbage.
That's what I'm saying, dude. If we had time machines and we went back, we would be gods.
We would be gods.
Specifically. See, the gene pool has gone from significant shit, and it's
slowly. But here's the thing.
Tethered down into two different tiers.
You know.
Three, maybe.
I feel like the less inbreeding there is, the better the genes get. Because, you know, you go back 15,000 years.
His parents were definitely siblings.
His parents were siblings, and he apparently had fucking one of those things that stick to the sides of boats.
Barnacles.
He had barnacles on his face, that's why. She's not too bad. She looks like kind of like a... like
Sigourney Weaver.
Oh my god, she does. Sigourney Weaver and, what's her name? Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lupita Nyong'o?
J-Law.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Dude! What is up with these necks, dude?
It's the Hobbit.
Fuck.
Okay, so this next one, I misread it. I thought it said, one skull unearthed in a mass grave in ancient Athens belonged to an 11-year-old virgin. This is not what it says. It's an 11-year-old girl named Myrtus. She looks like an ad that you have to wait 5 seconds to skip. That's what she looks like. No, okay, then we found Jesus. This recreation of Jesus was created from precise measurements taken from the Shroud of Turin. Precise measurements? My fucking ass, okay?
It's not precise unless he's there, bud.
And so, if I recall, they never found his body after the third day, so suck my ass. Using forensic anthropology...
That's Tuco from fucking...
That's Bluto.
No, I'm thinking Tuco from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
I don't know what that is.
Look up Tuco.
It's Brutus from Popeye.
Okay, but look up Tuco, too.
No, I'm not going to do it.
It's like...
No, I don't want to. You're not the boss of me. Moving on to the next topic, guys. We have found the fountain of youth. Of fruits. Okay, so me and a friend went to a boba place. And when we were walking from the car to the boba establishment, there was this, you know, one of those recyclable, like, tossable, throwable, linkable, blinkable, hinkable, dinkable.
Hash pinging, trash bringing.
The brisk binging, the bristol pinging, ringing, the dinging, the linging, the licking. Loving. The bomb tossing. There was a throwable plate. And on top of it was a bunch of fruit. Now, it was just laying in the middle of the pavement in the driveway, in the parking lot. I don't know why it was there. I was like, well, that's weird, right? But when we finally showed up to the, you know, to the establishment, we ordered our stuff. We sat down by the door, which was, you know, see-through, it's glass. I looked outside in my peripheral. There was another plate of fruit on the ground as well, next to a tree. And I was like, what the fuck? And I could not stop staring at this bowl of fruit because I could not figure out why. So I'm thinking maybe it's, you know, for the homeless people that live nearby and maybe they, like, need some food, you know. If they don't have anything else to eat, they can at least have some fruit, right? However, my friend told me that her sister went again, and it's still there, both of them, all the fruit, it's still there. So now I'm thinking there's two possibilities and only two, Travis. Either it's a little leprechaun who keeps refilling the fruit whenever it expires, or this fruit is immortal and we have found the fountain of youth of fruits. There's only two possibilities, and those are them.
I think it's aliens.
Area 51 was like, what, 3 days, 4 days ago?
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's a possibility.
We have aliens among us now, guys.
Yep.
All the Naruto runners, we salute you. Thank you so much.
Those boys are at home clapping aliens.
Especially that one guy, his name was Elia Elixir?
Something like that.
Why was he... It has to be staged. If you guys haven't seen that interview, watch it. Because this man, there's no way that was real. He's like, what is your name, sir? Who are you? My name is Eliak Felichter. Eliak Felichter?
Oh, yeah, that was probably fake.
It has to be. Because he's like, actually, like, we bought a whole bunch of water. We filled the call with water. And then we showed up. And then I've been practicing my Naruto running for the past 3 weeks. It has to be fake. There's no way it's real. But, you know what? Kudos to this man. He's now a legend. and the Area 51 raid was a success. It was basically just Burning Man, but with aliens.
I think I was on TV a few weeks ago.
What?
I was in the background, but because I was down in Old Sac with Maddie, and we're walking around, and I saw the KCRA3 news van right there, and they had a guy reporting. So I just kind of kept like looking back. So it's very possible that I ended up on camera.
I've been on TV twice.
Yeah.
Here's one time. I don't think I've ever told this story, but I will tell it after this one. Okay. So we went to Disneyland. Remember when I went for school? Yeah. It was around Christmas time, so they were getting ready and having all the Christmas stuff. And they had this gigantic fucking tree.
Yeah.
And they were, like, rolling it out. But as they were slowly rolling it out to where they were going to put it, it was Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse, and they were both in costume, you know? And there was a news reporter, and they were talking to Mickey and Minnie about the tree. But so they were talking about the tree, and what I did, this is what I did. So right next to where they were, there's this jewelry place. Uh-huh. I don't know what it is. Like, they sell glass objects, and they had this really nice glass Pinocchio.
Yeah.
But I couldn't afford it because it was about $300, I think, maybe. It was very expensive. And so since I couldn't afford it, I went over to Mickey, and I said, "Hey, can you buy me Pinocchio?" And this Mickey Mouse just looked at me, and he went like this. Yeah, that's all he did. He to you guys who can't see what I'm doing, he took his hands up in the air, and he whacked them down onto me. And so that was one time when I was on TV, because it was on live television. I don't know what that meant, but I felt assaulted. I was 12 years old. Next time, okay, so I told you about the shooter, right? In Arizona.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so this is what happened, guys. When I was in about third grade, we were in band class, music class. So what we were doing is we were learning how to play the Casio keyboard, you know, as you should, because the Casio keyboard is the only instrument. That'll pay the rent. But so we were in the last class of the day. We were about to go home. However, we couldn't go home because about 12 minutes before the bell rang, we got a call on the alarms, and they were like, "Everyone lock yourselves up." So we had to lock ourselves up in the room. And what happened was there was a shooter on the school, and apparently it was like an ex-student who was upset with one of the teachers. So he came back with a gun, and he was angry. But we didn't know any of this during. So they just told us we can't leave. We have to stay here. We stayed, I think it was in there for like 3 hours. We stayed after school. And so because we had nothing to do, the teacher's like, "All right, guys, well, we're just going to watch TV. What do you guys want to watch?" And all the girls were like, "High School Musical." So we had to watch High School Musical 1, 2, and 3. However, because I had a Casio keyboard, I didn't need the movies. So I was just like on the piano, and then all of a sudden they ran out of movies, so we started watching Curious George on PBS. And then at about 5:30, we finally got like news, and so apparently the dude did end up shooting one of the teachers, and he ran away, and he ran into like the nearby houses, and he was now in the neighborhood. But eventually they did catch him and they arrested him. However, he did cripple the teacher because he shot him in the back. Fuck. So yeah, so that teacher, I believe, is a cripple now. I'm not disabled. I don't know if they still are. I mean, but as far as I knew then, they were. And so when we finally got out of there, we were all let out at the same time in a line. And we looked like a cult, because we had a uniform. You had to wear blue or black pants with a red shirt. So we were all just like lined up, walking like as if we were in the Lion King. So we were all walking towards the gate, right? And all the parents were just lined up at the gate, like around it, just waiting for us. And then my dad that picked me up. When he finally picked me up, we were walking towards our house. Because we live like a mile away.
Yeah.
At the corner of one of the corners, there was a news reporter van right there. And this is my brain. I saw these people interviewing people, and so I was like, you know, just making faces at the camera and stuff, like waving at it and making peace signs. And then I ran home. I ran home, and I was like, I'm gonna see myself on TV. I sat there watching the rest of the thing, and I was like, I was never on TV, and I was so upset, and I didn't understand why I wasn't on the TV. So. But I saw a couple of my neighbors. I'm like, hey, there goes Jonathan. Hey, there goes Stephanie. Hey, there's Donna. Yes, Diana.
Delana.
Diana. Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, so that's the two times that I was on TV.
We're famous. Now follow us, please.
We're just going to have to start begging for money. Hey, send money to our Patreon. If you like Cody Co, then you'll like us. So give us money, because he makes like $800,000 on Patreon a month. Shit, a month.
We'd just like to make 80.
I'd like, yeah, if you can give me 10% of what he makes a month, I'd be happy boy.
Shit. Send us $5 a week. Show us you care.
$5 a week? Yeah, that's not bad. Good
followers
for me. I mean, I'll take $5
if
a month anyway.
If we more followers.
Listen, if we get one Patreon by the end of the year, granted we're in September, almost October.
End of the month.
End of the month? Wait, we have like 5 days in the month left.
It's next week. It's next week.
Okay, by the end of October, how about that?
Okay.
By the end of October, if we get one Patreon that gives us at least $5, or, you know, alternatively, five Patreons will each give us a dollar.
Or five Patreons that give us $5 a piece.
Or daily. Any money. Daily. Anyway, we will start doing ASMR dub videos. On your YouTube channel. First of all, I love dubbed anything. It's hilarious. But there was that one clip that I saw. Remember? It was like the Real Housewives of Atlanta or some shit. And someone dubbed it as an ASMR. That was the funniest shit. And Djibouti Dubs is like some of the funniest shit too. Like, their Guy Fieri series is just impeccable. So, that's what we're going to do. That's our promise. Oh, also, you have to get that tattoo. Because we did hit those. Yep. We got like 5 subscribers the week that Travis said he was going to get a tattoo if we got one.
I'll tell you what, if we get more followers, I'll get another one.
Here's what we'll do. Follow our social medias.
It shouldn't be that expensive.
No.
It'd probably be like $50.
Yeah,
or something like that.
It's a small one.
Depending on how much money I have.
Follow
after.
Us on our social media. Leonardo, just look it up. Just look up FNF Podcast. It'll pop up anywhere. This is what we'll do. We'll post it there when he actually gets the tattoo as proof that we're not liars.
I will have it done by the end of October. I will set some money aside.
All right, cool. So by October, guys.
Okay, Lewis.
To wrap up today, we're going to do a small segment called Have You Closed Escrow Yet? No? Why not?
Because I haven't closed escrow yet.
Let's do it. Okay, pretend. Okay, I'm the lady who was very concerned with you closing escrow for some reason, because I don't know why. Everywhere I go, there's some like middle-aged white lady with blonde hair and black glasses asking their friends have they closed escrow yet. I don't know if this is just a thing because I work at a bank, or literally sometimes I see like walking down the street. I've heard the manager like here talking about this. I'm like, why is everyone concerned with escrow? And they all look like Karen. So this let's do it. All right, and scene.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, I was looking for rugs.
I guess we would have them in about aisle 5, bathroom, toiletries.
Bathroom toiletries?
Yes.
Okay, but like, are they big enough for my house?
No. This is the dollar store, ma'am. We don't have that kind of quality stuff around here.
You haven't even seen my house, though.
I haven't.
Okay. And your point?
That I haven't
what
seen
is your
house?
Point?
I haven't
what
seen
What is your point?
I shit you not, I've dealt with customers like this. Ma'am.
Yes?
This is the dollar store.
Yes, but like, I need some good carpets.
go to IKEA.
No, I know I'm not at IKEA. I'm at Dollar Tree.
Get in your fucking Mercedes, drive to IKEA, and suck my fucking dick.
Excuse me, I would like to speak to your manager.
Ma'am, this is the dollar store. We're not going to have what you're looking for.
I want to speak to your manager. You're so disrespectful. You're not even taking care of my needs. Have you even closed escrow?
Excuse me, what the fuck?
Have you closed escrow on your house?
I live in a $1,600 one-bedroom apartment in Placerville. What the fuck are you talking about?
Have you closed escrow? It's very important.
Have you?
Now, my house is none of your business.
Have you closed escrow?
Don't ask me questions I don't understand.
You haven't closed escrow on your house that needs big rugs? How the turns have tabled, bitch.
How the turntables have turned. How the turntables have been boinged.
And excuse me, I'm just concerned for the economy, okay?
Then move.
No, I haven't even closed escrow yet.
It's just like climate change is going downhill.
No. Yes. I'm calling Tabertha.
Tabertha? Hey, Tabitha, we got a live one out here.
I'm calling Tabertha. You're not understanding me.
Fuck is fucking around in my fucking dollar store.
What are you talking? Your name's
Fuck are you, you raggedy ass bitch? You look like you just snuffed the what's fucking left out of Paris Hilton's fucking purse. And then you went after the Olsen twins.
I don't appreciate you talking to me like this.
I don't appreciate your fucking existence, you piece of shit. Get the fuck out.
I'm calling the police.
I'm gonna roll you up in a fucking rug and throw you in the fucking river.
No, this is unacceptable.
This is unacceptable. Your parents fucking hated you. I'm calling 911.
I'm calling the 911. Tabertha? Yes. Yeah, it's her. Come down here. Ha! You're gonna be in so much trouble, my friend.
That's right! And I'll fucking do it again!
I'm closing escrow out on your ass.
Do it! I've been waiting for my ass to be closed by something.
The only thing that would close in your ass is a fucking lawnmower.
You seem the right size.
Wow. Okay, that's the skit. I have no idea what the fuck.
That escalated quickly.
That was not the skit that we had practiced a long time ago. However, I forgot the skit, so that's the skit.
Goodbye.
Don't eat it. Put it down.
Fuck you.
Put it down.
No.
Put it back.
No.
You know we can't afford it.
Can't afford a lot of things.
Yeah, well, you know we can't afford...
Because we don't have followers. Yeah, that's right, I said it.
Sometimes I just wonder what my life would be like if I was a caterpillar instead of a dog's ass.
It's called closing escrow, Travis.
Stay tuned for extra content.
Yeah, you guys, if you ever want to make a quick buck, just find something that no one is patenting.
Patenting? Just find something that nothing is patenting.
Rated E for Yeehaw.
I am the manager.
Okay. All right. So
had to be done.
Me and Travis were playing. What were we playing? We're playing Borderlands 3. I was like in the back of the truck. Like he was driving it. I was in the turret part or whatever, and. Out of nowhere, I was like, this is rated Yee for Yeehaw. And neither of us caught it until like 20 seconds later. Travis was like, what the fuck did you just say? I was like, I think I just said Yee for Yeehaw.
So we're trademarking that. That's copyrighted. If you've ever said this in your life, you're wrong. Because I just made it up. And now this is therefore mine. And if you say it, it's just like the happy birthday song. You got to owe me fucking 50 mil. 50 fucking mil.
Is it really 50 mil?
No, it's probably not 50 mil. It's probably like 50,000. That sounds more reasonable. I mean, as reasonable as you can get.
That's still fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Just like that guy that patented wheelbarrows.